Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
We can't cap off this historic week in local sports without giving the Devils their due. This is Archansky with Thursday Sports Notebook. After Carolina's baseball team earned its first overall number one seed in the NCAA tournament, and the Tar Heel women brought home their first national lacrosse championship, the only thing better would have been for the UNC men to have also reached the lacrosse Final Four against arch-rival Duke. Then we all could have said, what a country. But it wasn't to be, with the ACC champions and NCAA fifth seed losing a 6-goal lead to Denver in the regional final. It was one of many wild swings that showcased the nuances of lacrosse, in which a team can dominate the ball for large chunks of time and frustrate opponents to no end by winning possession after possession at the faceoff X. Duke was more than dominant in that phase of the game, with Brendan Fowler, a walk-on linebacker in football for the Blue Devils, winning 20 of 28 faceoffs against Syracuse, erasing the Orange's 6-1 lead and triggering a 12-1 scoring spurt that basically wrapped up the Blue Devils' second national title in 4 years. Finally, Duke lacrosse is no longer recognized for the horrid scandal that cost the school millions in settled lawsuits and left the program reeling. In fact, John Donowski was just about the only coach who would touch Duke lacrosse after the alleged rape charges tore apart the school and cost coach Mike Pressler his job. Donowski had coached for 25 years at Hofstra on Long Island and answered Duke's call, largely because his son was still on the team and he wanted to help him complete his college career on a high note. All Donowski has done in 7 seasons at Duke has taken the Blue Devils to the Final Four every year and won 2 national championships. And by all accounts, he has cleaned up the Duke lacrosse program, which, despite the bogus rape charges, was long considered to be the badass sport on the Durham campus. No more, and everyone involved should be proud of the turnaround. It was exemplified by Donowski's move right after Duke's 16-10 win over top-seeded Syracuse, when his players began to put on the traditional NCAA champion T-shirts and hats. He called them together and made them take off the shirts and caps until they went over and paid the Orange proper congratulations. All-class coach, congratulations. This is Archansky. See ya.